Into the Blender, episode 41.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. Everybody, this is Viv.
And this is Chooch.
We're actually going to just jump right into the second part of the recording that we did. We did kind of a long episode recording, so we split it into two. So this is the second part, actually, of 40.
Yeah.
So we're calling it 41 just because that's how we roll.
Rolling through kind of catch-up mode. We had a great Christmas. LT flew in from his dad's. Delayed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We were robbed of much time because we had a sudden blizzard that just needed to happen right then and there.
Right then.
Closed down the airports.
Yeah. The night before his flight, everything just got shut down for the coming snow.
Mm-hmm.
Which ended up being a crap load of snow. Yeah. I mean, it covered Virginia and the D.C. area, and we actually, in digging out the CRV, the snow was up to the bumper.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was, you guys had a heck of a time digging that car.
Oh,
out.
Yeah. That was not fun.
From opening the front door into the front yard, you really couldn't see any kind of a dip from the three steps up on our porch.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that was drift, but it just, it was like, it was insane. There was so much snow.
Yeah.
But we lost. He was supposed to fly Saturday morning, and he ended up not being able to fly until Monday morning.
Yeah.
So, and then Monday night, I had that medical testing.
Yeah.
So, I got maybe 15 minutes with him before I had to go to the hospital for a sleep study.
Yeah.
And then I got to see him the next day.
Yeah.
So, that stank.
And, of course, you were up bright and early
Yeah. The
next morning, but...
They were all sleeping.
They weren't.
Yeah,
we had the cousins over.
Yeah.
So we were in full-on land party mode.
Crusty gamer weekend.
With all the machines set up in the loft. And
it was wonderful.
They played all night. And
it was like...
Slept half the day. And then played all the next day and night. And
it was awesome, y'all. It was just like the good old days with having all four boys, you know... Red-rimmed eyes and evil cackling of teenage boys. It was fantastic. I just, my heart was so full having all four of the boys here playing because it's been since the beginning of summer, end of last school year that happened.
Yeah.
And of course, having LT living with his dad and M living with his grandparents, the house is just so silent all the time. So having our raucous boys back just... It filled my heart containers right up.
Even if the sounds were a little different, because the voices are changing.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from LT.
And he's taller than me. Well, okay, so he flew in Monday instead, and so I had to go to the hospital, and the nephews, their cousins, were here until Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve morning, they went back to my brother's house, their dad's house. And so they were here from like Monday to Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it was awesome. I loved it. Christmas Day, we got up, did presents, and went over to my dad's house for lunch for the traditional bacon cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because LT is now taller than I am. And his voice is so deep that our niece kept saying, I can't tell if it's LT or M talking. They sound the same now. And it just was freaking everybody out because LT's just changed so much in a couple of months.
Yeah, Mom.
So deep. It's just freaky. And I got used to it. And then he was in his room at one point and I called out to him and he answered me from his room. And it was just like, who's that man in LT's room? Oh, it's LT. Right. So big changes in a couple of months that we knew was coming. I mean, we talked to him on the phone and everything like that, but it's just seeing it come out of his mouth was weird. Yeah. Oh, our little baby.
Very strange. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. And I finally found a way to cheat so that I could have, quote, bacon cheeseburgers again.
That's right.
Because I don't eat pork anymore. So I have either had turkey bacon or I've cheated and had no bacon.
Right.
But this year I had the foresight to get some bacon salt, which is like from like J&D Food Company. And it's just seasoned salt and it tastes like, y'all, it tastes like bacon.
Yeah. And it's vegan. It's like there's absolutely nothing.
Meat.
It's all fake.
It's all fake, 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 fake. And I loved it. And now I've sprinkled it on the burger and that tasted more bacony than...
Right.
When you made burgers the other night and you worked the bacon salt into the meat, it really didn't taste bacony.
Yeah, it tasted spicy.
Yeah, it didn't taste bacony.
Bacony, yeah.
So that's my trick, is to just really lay it on thick on top of the burger now when I want it to taste like a bacon cheeseburger. Because it was a good burger, but it didn't taste bacony.
Yeah.
I really don't think. Other than when it was on top.
Yeah.
So, yay, fake bacon cheeseburger. Oh, and... One of the Christmas present that I made for like my dad, my brother and my sister and for the boys was I went to Zazzle and I made photo calendars of pictures of everybody from the last year. And I found out, you know how they always say that the quickest way to end a relationship is to get a name tattooed on your body? I found another jinx, and that is, do a photo calendar with a couple. Like, here's the thing, is I did a picture of M with his girlfriend of over 2 years. I did it for February because I thought Valentine's Day, isn't that cute? I was trying to do the picture of the person whose birthday it was that month. There wasn't anybody in February, so I put a a lovey couple picture in there. And within days after Christmas, they broke up. And they've stayed broken up.
Yeah, it's the longest they've stayed broken up.
Yeah, I think it's officially a breakup. I think that they're done. Because they've broken up two or three times before, but it's been less than a week before they are reunited. And it's been, you know, 2-3 weeks now, and there's no end in sight. So, yeah, so the calendar I made for him is sitting in his room, apparently. He has no interest in it. And I even offered to, like, replace the February picture to, like, glue another picture over it. And he's like, it's okay, I really like the calendar. And, you know, has no intention of ever using it.
That I think most... young men have use for a calendar.
No, I'm sure they don't. But I just thought it was cute. And I didn't mean to, but I think I really irritated our nephew, GK. He's almost 17.
He earned it.
He hides from the camera, y'all. I mean, like, you know people that hide from the camera? He violently hides from the camera. I mean, he throws up limbs to block. You know, you just can't get a picture of him. So I only had, like, two choices of pictures of him. By himself. And he didn't like the one I picked, I don't think. It was from the Christmas before. So I used it for the December picture. And we try to give him, you know, funny t-shirts, cool t-shirts. Like this year we gave him the spoiler t-shirt from Threadless and the zombie emergency, you know, weapons and things to use. Well, last year, I can't remember the shirt we gave him, but I put it in. I had found this Hannah Montana Christmas stocking, this bright fluorescent pink with a picture of Miley Cyrus on it. And I used that instead of like a regular gift bag because I found it on clearance for like $2.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's cheaper than a gift bag. And it's perfect for, you know, for him. He's so sarcastic and all that stuff. So when I gave it to him, he held it up and he had this big grin and a thumbs up. Well, that's like the only picture I had of his of him by himself, of his face. So I used that. And apparently, it really may have pissed him off, and I feel really bad about it now. But I was like, yay, you know? And it's a Christmas stocking, perfect for December calendar picture. But he didn't really. So I'm...
That's what you get.
So I did tell him, I said, make a note when I have the camera out this year, maybe let me get one or two shots of your face. So if I do this again next Christmas, I have more choices. To which he rolled his eyes. So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Sorry,
GK. So next calendar will have Miley Cyrus.
I know. But Christmas Day was fun, I think.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And I talked to Jay. He was very excited. We had sent him a Wii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that last episode, yeah. How we collaborated with his mom.
And he was really thrilled with it and got his Rock Band on.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
That was very cool to hear. Oh, and our unwrapping. You were up to a little mischief wrapping M's presents.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was like, I want Left 4 Dead 2. I want Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I want the original...
The original Warcraft
games. So it was all, you know, it was all stuff that he would recognize if I wrapped it like it was.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wrapped them, I would get like oversized boxes. Kind of, this is like the stuff my dad used to do when I was little. I'd get a big cardboard Amazon box and this little, you know, what a left, like a video game case looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so in one, I put like, I put a bunch of cans of soda in there because he liked Diet Dr. Pepper. So I just filled it with like all these Dr. Pepper cans and like a box of like macaroni and cheese. So if he tried to move it, it would be this really oddly weighted, weird noises coming from it thing. And he just was cracking up. He thought it was so funny. And he opened the present. He's like, oh, that's so cool. Then he cracks open a soda and starts drinking it right there. Like, it's warm. He's like, I don't care. And I don't know. I just like, I took like a shoebox size box and put the game in there and then just put like a little, you know, those little pony size bottles of water. I just put like one of those in there. So if he rolled it around, it just did this really weird rolly thing and just, mm-hmm. It was just silly and fun. Oh, and then there was one that I wrapped up in a towel and then I put it in a shirt box. So it would feel like it was clothing. And then he was like a towel and he opens it up and then there's a game. So right. I had fun with that and he was amused. He was amused. He didn't expect us to get all those for him. Mm-hmm. And so I mean, it would have been a total giveaway, but the way they were wrapped, he had no idea what they were. So I thought that was fun. I can't do it again because he'll be expecting it, but it was fun. It's cool.
Yeah. And he's been getting a lot of use out of the Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That was the other
membership
thing.
We gave him.
Yeah, we gave him 6 months of Netflix.
With the instant streaming.
Yeah.
He has just been working through TV series. Yeah. And
well, I saw he was watching Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he was watching Weeds was the other thing he was watching mm-hmm. the other day. So he's really putting that to use. I don't know how he's actually doing with the actual disc that comes to his house, but he's definitely getting the money's worth just out of the instant streaming.
Yeah.
So, which is cool. I'm really happy about that for him.
Yeah.
And LT replaced his cell phone.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the bulk of it. Although we did get him some other stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that was the biggie. He was texting immediately.
And he was very excited. He really liked the phone.
Yeah, which I was really relieved about because I had thought he would really dig his feet in about having wanted a replacement Sidekick. But this new phone was pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay. We didn't have our, like, presents under the tree. I had one of mine. We had little presents for each other under the tree.
But our bigger presents were
to each other.
Yeah. Winding their way through the mail system, through the UPS.
Yep.
Waiting for the Amazon man.
Yeah. Amazon man. And so what I had gotten from the boys was the Barbie, the birds, the Tippi Hedren Barbie doll with the birds in her hair. Oh, the boys got you the Blackadder DVD collection.
Mm-hmm. That's got every single Blackadder episode ever.
Mm-hmm. And then under the tree from you was part of my gift. It was half of my gift from you, which was a new iPod. A new Nano.
A purple iPod Nano.
So that, you know, I can have one that isn't soaked with soda and broken. And or broken.
With a battery that lasts more than 2 songs.
Yeah. Yay!
Is hacking legal?
How do I get started using the latest Creative Commons release in my podcast or other work?
What's the best programming language?
What is net neutrality?
How can I cope with all that information?
Why should I care about copyright law?
The world is constantly changing.
computing technology, from the lines of code that run your blog to the research that is altering what it means to be human, is moving at a lightning-fast pace. It's difficult to keep track of, and even more difficult to make sense of. Join me, Thomas Gideon, at the Command Line Podcast. Every episode, I examine how technology affects our public society and how our common pursuit of culture and knowledge affects the technology we build. In a world that is becoming a twisty maze of digital passages, it's good to have a simple, powerful, and low-level interface, a command line. To listen to episodes online, to subscribe, and for more information, check out thecommandline.net.
And then what we had coming in the mail was, I got this ginormous, compared at least to other ones, it's a 15-inch digital photo frame that we got a really good deal on at ThinkGeek. And
The Gigantor.
It's huge, y'all. I love it. It's probably the closest I've seen to actually being an actual 8x10 photo area.
Yeah.
And the display is gorgeous. I wish, yeah. We talked about wishing it had a randomized display.
It is the strangest thing to me that it does not randomize the pictures.
Which is fine because we just go and resort them.
Yeah. I wrote a little script. So I pop the memory card in my computer and I run the script and it randomizes all the file names.
Yeah.
And when you pop it in there in a random order.
Yeah.
But.
So we have our family and we have our friends and pictures from Dragon Con, Balticon. And so if you've ever spent time around us and you're in one of our pictures anywhere, you're in our living room.
Yeah.
So welcome to our house. Don't mind the mess. Sorry, I didn't dust. But you're in our living room now. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes. The multiple thousands of pictures rotation.
So far, I've got 2,000 on there. And I've already seen some that, like, I just grabbed all the Dragon Con pictures and all the Balticon pictures and dropped them on there. I'm going to go refine the ones that I have on there and add some other ones that I couldn't fit on my 4 gig photo card. I love it, though. I'm so happy.
And
your present.
A day later, I got a new shiny bass guitar. A beautiful Ibanez. It's, they call it pewter something. It's almost black. It's basically black, but with these sparkles that hit the light.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I think it's really manly and fabulous.
And the sound is just really, really great. So
yeah.
I've had it in the living room,
uh-huh,
practicing and learning some songs.
And nothing gets you more into an emotional story that you're watching on TV, like the thump, 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 thump of Chooch sitting in the couch next to you. Thump, thump, thump.
Wearing headphones.
Yeah, so the guitar is silent. The strings on their own make no noise. No, I really love it. He's so happy, y'all. And if case anybody's wondering, I did not open my photo frame until his bass got here because it didn't feel right for me to have mine before his. So we opened them together. Even though we knew, I mean, he picked his out, I picked mine out. We knew what they were, but. So, Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas.
Go make some music.
Yeah, for ours, well, for both of ours, really. We had gone to the store, and we were going through Best Buy and looking at all the different frames to see if it really was a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a phenomenal deal.
It really
the price
was.
Of that giant 15-inch frame was the same as, like, little 9-inch frames that you see on the shelves.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the wireless capability to read from a file or have you upload photos, but, I mean, it's a it's an SD card.
Yeah.
Big whoop, you know?
Yeah. And we went to a guitar center, and I had tried a whole bunch of different basses.
Yep.
And the one that I really wanted, that I really liked, because I had done a bunch of research online with a different bunch of different brands and a bunch of different price points and models and all these, you know, looking at all the different starred reviews and all these things. And so I had a pretty good idea of what I wanted, but I wanted to go in and see what the feeling was like on each one. And so I pick it, and the one I like, they only had it in this hideous orange color.
It was like the color of the Honda Element orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And...
which if he wanted it in orange, I would have looked at it happily. But luckily, he didn't like it either.
It's, I don't know, it's not hideous.
It's hideous.
It has a certain charm, but not really what it's I was hideous. Going for.
No.
And actually online, there's another site, a really good site called Sweetwater, had them in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, oh, the blue would be cool. So I asked one of the sales guys, do you have this in blue in the back? And he's like, oh, no, all we have here is the orange. And he's kind of like trying to talk me into the orange one. Oh, you'd be surprised how great that. How many people love it, hate it at first, and then just love it or yeah, blah, blah, blah.
It's too much money to hate it at first and then grow to love it.
Well, yeah, go see. He's like, well, let me see, you know, if we can order it. And he goes in, so they don't make it in blue.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I know they do. And
you actually had him go to the site.
Go to Sweetwater, because the other thing is it was more expensive.
Uh-huh. It was cheaper on the Sweetwater.
Right. And he said, well, we will do price matching. So he pulls up the site. He sees that it's cheaper at Sweetwater. And then finds that Sweetwater has this exclusive deal. So they have the blue. Mm-hmm. Nobody else does.
Yeah.
And so then they had like red and then the pewter and all this and that. So anyways.
I liked your reason for buying from Guitar Center.
Yeah, and I had actually read a blog post a little while ago. There's this a lot of people are going into brick and mortar stores. They're trying things out. And mm-hmm. this will happen a lot at computer stores, at Best Buy, that sort of thing.
And music stores.
They go and they try a bunch of stuff out, and then they go home and they order online to save a few bucks.
Yeah.
And how... okay, maybe you feel great because you got such a good deal.
Yeah.
But it really is a service to be able to walk into a store.
Right.
And that costs money.
Yeah.
And those stores are going away.
Yeah.
Because people aren't spending their money there. And so they didn't have the color, the exact color I wanted.
Yeah.
But they agreed to match the price,
yeah.
which most places will if you ask.
Yeah.
And I told the sales guy, I'm like, well, you know, I really like that blue, but I spent a bunch of time, I tried them out, so go ahead and give me the pewter.
Yeah.
I'll order it. They shipped it. It's, you know, same amount of time to wait if I would have bought it online from another store. But, you know,
through your business where it would really benefit them and also us in the future so that they're still there in the future so that, you know, when we need a pop screen or whatever, they're just there.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for
it. It's just a color.
Yeah.
It's not the most important thing in the world.
And and after looking at that blue again,
yeah,
I like the black better.
It is a pretty girly blue.
I mean,
it's a very light blue.
It's a beautiful color, but I like the black better.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
And I'm extremely happy with it. I love the way it sounds and the feel, and I'm very happy.
And you get to feel good. I mean, I'm proud of you for buying it the way that you did. Because
even though it's not like, you know, it's not like going to a mom and pop store. It's still a giant chain.
Well,
but so Sweetwater, so hey.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the little mom and pop music store around the corner, which would be the real purest thing to do.
Yeah. I forgot about them.
They really don't have the selection.
No, they don't. It's a really tiny, tiny, tiny place.
I really see, at least for instruments, the mom and pop stores really excel. They usually do lessons.
Yeah.
And so they'll sell equipment to go along with the lessons. Those other services.
Yeah.
Sheet music, lessons. And a big thing is most of them do rental deals for kids in school.
Yeah. And the consumables, the strings and the sticks and that sort of stuff you can go in and get easily. But... it is a tiny selection they have there. That's why I always forget about them, which is terrible.
But I'm happy.
Yeah.
So how you been feeling?
Well, I'm feeling okay. I mean, since, you know, the last time we recorded, had some more tests and seen a new cardiologist. I don't think I talked about that last time. I think it was before I'd seen him.
Yeah.
They did a test that came back showing an abnormality, but it turns out that while that may sort of contribute to the dizziness and everything, it's not the problem.
It's a different issue.
So the cardiologist is now, and he's fantastic, is working with the neurologist once we get the test results from this new battery of tests. So we took the test like Tuesday before last, and it was pretty freaky. And then they immediately said, you know, you need to see the doctor. Well, he'll be able to see in 2 days. So we went and saw the cardiologist, who put me on a 30-day heart study with a heart monitor that I have to wear 24/7. The only time I can't wear it is when I'm in the shower.
Got a wire.
I'm wired, y'all. It's just the size of like a little pager, and I wear it on a clip, and it has electrodes. One is under my collarbone, and the other is on my left side to track my heart monitor, my heart rate, and stuff like that. And then when I have symptoms, dizziness or migraine or whatever, I hit the button and it records my vitals, and then I transmit them over the telephone. Sounds like a fax machine, that kind of transmission. Mm-hmm. And they record it, and then they'll provide the findings to the cardiologist. Also doing a treadmill stress test at the end of the month, and also an EEG, which it's a 30-minute EEG, and it's going to be really useful if I have symptoms during that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If I don't, then I have to do 24-hour EEG, which is the same kind of thing. They stick the electrodes on my scalp, and I have to have that going on at the same time I'm doing the heart thing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be kind of silly looking, but we're trying to figure out how to make sure that I have symptoms for that 30-minute in-office EEG to make sure I don't have to do the 24-hour probes concreted to my scalp one. So we're thinking like all-night gaming session the night before, yeah. Lots of caffeine, very little sleep, a little bit dehydrated will help. And so hopefully I won't have to be fully cyborged. But they think they know what's wrong. They likened it, both of them, because I had an appointment with the neurologist a few days later where he was reviewing the cardiologist report. And they will be getting together to put their giant brains together. They both said pretty much the same thing as far as treatment options. They do exist. And it just basically looks at this point like my brain is telling my heart to make adjustments that are not right. Yeah. Kind of like if you've got a bad thermostat on your air conditioning unit, it's telling it to
overcompensates, right, and then undercompensates.
Yeah.
And
so I'm just loony. But it's, you know, it looks like that's what the problem is. Yeah. So that's pretty much where it stands. And of course, the cardiologist had some dietary changes. They don't want to give me any different medicine until mm-hmm. they get the heart study back and the EEG back. It was kind of funny because he said, okay, you've got to cut out the caffeine. You've got to really, really minimize it. And you've got to increase your fluid intake. And he was talking about blood volume. And he said, you've got mm-hmm. to adjust your sodium intake. And I was like, okay, at the end of the appointment, I was right. like, okay, so cut out caffeine, increase fluids, and decrease salt. And he said, no. And he did like a raising of his thumb, increase the salt. And I was like, whoa. Chooch and I are both a cardiologist what? Telling you to increase your sodium intake. We were like, what? And he goes, I know.
I'm a madman.
Which, of course, we love him for.
I'm a madman. Cardiologist yeah. wants you to have more salt. And then later on, when he was like writing out the instructions, and he was like, so yeah, you're going to need to increase your salt to 4,000 milli. I'm having a hard time writing that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. Y'all, I'm telling you, that's a lot of salt. I'm salting everything. I even was considering putting salt in my iced tea just because I don't think I'm hitting 4 grams. It's a lot of salt. Everything is oversalted now. And it's hard to add salt to your diet without also adding fat mm-hmm. or a lot of empty carbs. And one thing I've learned about my body is my body does not respond well to having a lot of carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So I do whole grains and stuff like that, in which most of the time, they're also low in sodium because right. it's a health conscious food. So I'm salting everything, y'all. It's crazy. But I have been feeling a little better. They took me off the first migraine medication, put me on another. I'm phased off of that one completely. Mm-hmm. I am feeling a little better. I still have the dizziness. The migraines are far less frequent, I should say. I don't think I've had a real migraine in several days. I'm just really excited about that because that was some serious pain. I mean, I'm hopeful that they've figured it out. They're sure they have. They just need these test results to know for sure and to figure out the severity of the problem.
But we still have more tests and you still have an order to not to drive for
the
foreseeable future, which is going at least another 30 days.
It'll be at least another 30 days because I'm only 4 days into the heart study and they're going to have to get the results back and then they're going to have to meet and then they're going to have to discuss it and come up with treatment options and then get me, you know, it's usually a matter of me waiting for them to get me in on their schedule.
Right.
So it's easily, I'm afraid to say, a month and a half before I'll probably actually have new medication. Hopefully it'll be medication in hand to start the treatment.
Yeah.
And my bosses are still supportive. I've been taken off work status and an absolute driving ban.
Mm-hmm.
But since it looks like we're on the road to treatment options, you know, I'm still hopeful to actually being able to go back to work someday, which is key. We're doing okay. I mean, you know, we're making the finances work and it's just really, you know, a little more budgeting and more tightening of the belt than we usually have to worry about.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We've ruled out so many horrible, scary things.
Yeah. Yeah. And while I don't want to have cardiac anywhere near my diagnosis,
right.
It's like y'all.
What?
Chooch was saying, well, with all the things that they've looked at for you, this is the thing we want you to have. Unless it kills you. My little ray of sunshine. I was like, way to give a pep talk, babe. This is awesome, unless it kills you. and then the other thing, we're standing at the receptionist desk and we're joking about how to, you know, amp up
an episode,
how to make sure I have an episode during that 30 minute EEG. And he goes, I'll just tell you, I'm leaving you. And I literally was like,
because stress really triggers.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Any kind of stressful, emotional, anything like that just makes me like a freak show, y'all. So he was like that. And I was like, that's not funny.
You're not allowed to say that.
No. And then I told him, I was like, can you believe he said that to me? And she says, I'm married. I can believe it. And I was like, dude, the next time you say that to me, you better be wearing a cup. And Chooch didn't think it was that funny at the time, but both of the receptionists got a good laugh out of it. Yeah. So, got a little sunshine to their day. I guess they're both married.
That's going to do it for us this week.
So from Blizzard Central, you guys are safe and warm and not buried under 3 feet of snow.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that next time.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Preacher.
Sally.